Good Wednesday, good almost Shabbos. Today we're going to talk about praying with your whole heart. So it's brought down by Rav Shlomo Katz in the Soul of Yerushalayim, page 134. Rabbi Nachman says that there are two kinds of hearts. There's a lev tachton, a lower heart, and a lev elyon, a higher heart. Brought down in Likutei Maharan 120. What does it mean, a higher heart and a lower heart? You see, imagine that I'm invited to my best friend's daughter's wedding. I really love my friend, and his daughter is very special to me as well. I'm very touched, and I'm dancing like mad at the wedding, but it's still coming from the place of my lower heart. It's gewalt, but it's not from the deepest depth. But when I'm at my daughter's wedding, psh, gewalt. That's my highest heart, and this heart reaches somewhere else, somewhere deep inside. I think we've all experienced this chevra, when it could be two weddings, once a friend, it's nice, it's sweet, but when it's someone who you really love. I remember at my best friend's wedding, who I was davening for, who I helped set up. It was definitely the highest wedding of my life, at that of my brother's, okay? But when it's someone you love, it's a totally different experience. So it says in the Torah, every day, La'avda b'chol v'avchem, to serve Hashem with all our heart. You need to serve with your heart, with both your hearts, your higher and your lower. Now we know to daven is avodah shebelev. So when it comes to prayer, you need your entire heart, both lower and higher. Otherwise, it's just words. Gewalt. We need to get so connected that we're davening with all our heart. Sometimes we may not get to this higher heart, but we need to strive to get there as much as possible. And if we can't, at least with our lower heart, to daven with all we've got from a place of deep connection. So here's a story from Good Purim. Mamish Gavalt, a little intense, but it's so sweet. Amis Naged, someone who was against Chassidut, came to Rabbi Levi Yitzchak from Iberdichet, a true Chassid, and asked him, Rabbi, why do you scream so much when you pray? You know, it's not so cultured, it's not so normal. Look at me, I pray in a civilized manner. Had the same thing happen to me, sometimes I daven a little bit. Sometimes people make fun of me. So normally I try to explain to them that we're davening. We're like drowning in a world of physicality. We need to swim our way out into the world of godliness, of spirituality. Rav Levi Yitzchak, I don't know if it's a true story. Truth is, I doubt it. But he had a different answer. He didn't answer at all. But the next time he met this misnaged, Rav Levi Yitzchak stepped, hopefully gently, on this misnaged's toe. The misnaged screamed, Oi! Rav Levi Yitzchak asked him, Why are you screaming? The misnaged answered, Because it hurts. Gewalt. Rav Levi Yitzchak answered, Ah! When the misnaged davened, it didn't hurt, so you didn't scream. But when Rav Levi Yitzchak would pray, it mamish hurt. And when it hurts, your mamish scream. Gewalt. We should be blessed to daven from the depth of our heart. That when we're davening for something that we want, it should hurt. And we're davening, we're thanking Hashem. We should really feel the pleasure. We should, whatever we're praying for, be blessed to pray from the depth of our heart, our highest heart. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos. In Kutsk, maybe they spent 10 hours on preparation. But the most important thing was not how long the prayers were, but how much did you pour out your heart? In many of our synagogues, we're missing the outpouring of our heart. So let us be blessed today to pray to daven from the depth of our heart. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos.